It's the Real Estate Podcast, brought to you by ANZ Home Loans for financial well-beings.
And welcome back to another episode of the Real Estate Breakfast as we cover, yes, the latest property news every morning on iHeartRadio, Spotify and Apple, and wherever you get your podcast from this morning. Hope it's a good morning. I hope it started the right way. You might be having your cornies right at the moment. It is a Friday, November the 24th, if you can believe that. And coming up this morning, we are talking once again about property and about your local real estate market, because we do like to drill down as much as possible on property news and information. It's all about arming you with all of the information that we can get our hands on, because as we say, we are not a real estate company. We ain't trying to sell you anything, only to impart some of the knowledge from our expert professional real estate people that we are talking to every day. And this morning we are in Melbourne talking to Jake Kane, who has had a busy year. He is the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria, and he is also a principal CEO of Kane Real Estate. So good morning, Jake. Great to have you on the Real Estate Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much for having me on. It's indeed a pleasure. We always like to have a chat about things that are happening in the property world.
We do indeed. We do it every morning here. And perhaps we can start off. You're the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria. So for our audience there, Jake, what do you do?
Great question. The Real Estate Institute of Victoria is essentially the peak industry body. We have a big role to play in the education and qualification of estate agents entering in and looking to continue their professional development, as well as like a very pivotal role in advocacy for the sector. We're the go-to organisation and set of people that sit down with government and try to work out, formulate and conceive great policy that supports all Victorians in their property needs and requirements.
And when it comes to policy, when it comes to government, has that been a testy old time for 2023 with some of the stuff that you've been advocating for?
It's always a bit of give and take in that area. We shoot for the stars in terms of policy that we think will benefit, you know, our members as well as all Victorians, because we see all Victorians really as our stakeholders. If you have any involvement with property, which everyone does, then we have an interest in making sure that the outcomes of policy are positive for you. And yeah, look, we never get everything that we want, and sometimes we get things that we don't think are great policy. This year's been a mixed bag where some of the initiatives proposed and being delivered by the government are fantastic and really positive. The Victorian government recently released their housing plan, and there's some fantastic initiatives inside that housing plan that will ultimately, if they come to fruition, will be really great outcomes for all Victorians. But at the same time, there are things that we would, you know, like to see better articulated or better thought through. Sometimes policies put in place that doesn't really deliver what the intention is. In the real world application of those policies, they produce worse outcomes, I believe, than were intended by the policies. That's not to say, you know, the policies, they come from the right place, the right thinking, but in practice, they don't translate into better outcomes for people involved with property. So a bit of a mixed bag this year.
So what do you think is the best initiative by far and away that you've been able to get across the line for 2023 for Victoria?
One of the big pieces of our policy that was a victory was, and this was at a federal level, to be perfectly honest, was that the Labor Party agreeing across the National Cabinet not to impose rent freezes and rent caps. Now, I know that there is a segment of the population that thinks that initiative would provide some relief to renters. And it might do in the immediate term, right? It might provide some minuscule relief, initiatives like that, and particularly in the Victorian context where we've had a lot of legislative change over the past few years, and it's made being a landlord really onerous, and attractiveness of property as an investment is diminished very significantly in Victoria because of these conditions. You add into the mix rental caps or rental freezes, and sentiment continues to deteriorate and people begin to exit the market. Now, and that's landlords begin to exit the market. And the thing is, those properties don't become available for rental renters out there either. So essentially, those kind of initiatives translate into less supply, which we all know with market dynamics means higher prices for renters. And we're really happy with the outcome there, even though I'm sure that that wasn't great news for some people that think, oh, well, that's the recipe for a bit of relief in the housing affordability piece, which is very much front of mind for a lot of people at the moment.
Well, it certainly sounds like you have had a busy 2023 as the president of the Real Estate Institute of Victoria. So that is that one half of it done. When we come back the other side, we are going to talk to Jake about real estate in terms of what he does as the CEO of his own real estate company. We'll talk about that next.
Gain insights with exclusive conversations from real estate professionals about buying, selling, and investing across Australia.
Well, here's a little bit of trivia for you on your Friday morning. Who said this quote? Real estate cannot be lost or stolen, nor can it be carried away. Purchased with common sense and managed with reasonable care, it is about the safest investment in the world. Give up? Well, that quote was said by Franklin D. Roosevelt.
It's the Main Centre forecast.
And from quotes to the weather, first we go to Sydney and expecting a cloudy day with maybe one or two showers and your high of 25. Melbourne expects some rain today with 27. Brisbane expecting a mainly fine day with 28. And you're going to need the liquids once again in Perth. It is hot and fine and your temperature today is 38 degrees. Billy Connolly is celebrating a milestone today. He is turning 80 years old. Happy birthday to Billy, and also happy birthday to you if you are celebrating today on November the 24th. And also actor Stephen Merchant, he is turning 48.
Ready to step up your property knowledge? Access powerful insights with us.
Jake Kane is back with me. And Jake, I was interested in your thinking about the clearance rate at auctions with our run-up to Christmas and probably the other side into the new year. And you said that buyers and sellers could either meet in the middle and transact, or the clearance rate could suffer. So tell the audience a little bit about what you're thinking is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, as we approach Christmas, traditionally in Victoria, now in particular, the auction numbers start to increase weekend on weekend. And we've seen some massive volumes. A couple of weeks back, we had 1,720, which was the highest volume auction weekend of the year. We've had over 1,000 in the subsequent weeks. We've got over 1,000 scheduled for auction this weekend. And it's really been on a year that's been significantly impacted by, you know, what we call volumes or supply. We've seen throughout the early stages of the year, probably around 40% on average less properties available for auction or for sale than historically in previous years. Throw into that old mix the after a 5-month hiatus, an interest rate rise. And what we'd seen just prior to the interest rate rise, the announcement of that interest rate rise, was evidence of normalization in the market. We'd seen that sort of equilibrium and confidence on both sides of the equation, buyers and sellers, returning to the property market and the housing sector. When the interest rate rise was announced, that re-injected uncertainty into the marketplace. And I think we saw that evidenced out of the clearance rates coming out the week following the announcement of that that interest rate rise, where we'd been averaging around 75% as a clearance rate throughout the course of 2023, which is really strong. Like in any year, you'd consider that was a positive housing market. But we saw the clearance rate drop down into the high 60s, low 70s, depending on where you're getting your reporting from.
Okay, so how much of a factor is it where vendors will want to transact and make a sale before Christmas? Because if it doesn't happen, a new marketing plan has to come into effect into the new year. It is more time, it is more money, so the focus really should be there to get the deal done. And then, of course, if we've also got swilling around in the back of our minds a possible rate rise, there's plenty of motivation to transact, isn't there?
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I think you're bang on. Timing becomes critical. Given all of those considerations you've just laid out there, if you're not selling before Christmas, it's potentially going to have a massive impact on the amount of money you walk away with when you do eventually sell, whether that's late January, whether that's February, or even later. So you're absolutely correct there.
We were talking about this the other day. Some of the crazy bids that people are now seeing at auction time, it was reported that maybe the block has something to do with it. These incremental bids, what do you reckon? Is there a call that it's possibly television viewing that is to blame?
I think almost certainly that people watch reality television and they think that there are real world applications for those strategies. It's interesting. I've heard of these, you know, $1.20 bidding increments, and the Real Estate Institute trains auctioneers. And every year we also host a novice auctioneer competition and a senior auctioneer competition. And if you've ever seen one of these, they are the most brutal bidding conditions you'll ever witness. They put the block to shame. The judges are trying to bamboozle the auctioneers with crazy increments. They, rather than just giving them a dollar figure, they say, oh, actually add some amount and take it off. And so the auctioneers are actually prepared for that kind of bidding increment. Although it's unusual to see that, they are trained to handle really perverse or peculiar kind of bidding increments. I think from a strategic perspective, I read an article where an auctioneer said they don't think it's a great idea because it would irritate the auctioneer. I'd be more concerned as a bidder using that strategy that I'd irritate the competition, really. Auctioneers, they're comfortable. They'll roll with it, with whatever people put in front of them. But the other people in the crowd who you're bidding against, you don't want to irritate them. And that's a tactic, I think, that might lead people to go, oh, I'm just going to bid up $5,000, or I'm going to bid up $10,000 or something like that. You know, it probably inspires frustration in the people you least want to get frustrated or aggravated.
You are spot on, because I have spoken to auctioneers with the property tips that we do, and they have actually advocated, look, do some really crazy bidding. And they're saying that so that it off-puts the competition. All right, well, great to catch up with you this morning. Jake, enjoy the rest of the run-up to Christmas, and I know you'll be looking forward to your Christmas New Year break, and we must catch up and chat more into 2024.
I look forward to it. Thanks very much for having me.
Don't navigate the real estate market alone. Let us help guide you in the world of real estate every day. Make better informed decisions with the latest news and insights.
And if the demand is so high and nobody is building, what does the outlook look like for, let's say, the 2 to 3 years into the future for WA?
I don't think you have to be a property expert to predict that we're going to continue to experience more growth based on those supply and demand dynamics. So I'm sure we're not going to keep tracking it near 20% growth per annum forever, but given the supply and demand dynamics and the fact that we're nowhere near an affordability ceiling over here, I think we're going to see continued upward pressure on our prices for at least 2 or 3 years, in my view, possibly longer.
We connect you to the best real estate information across Australia, The Real Estate Podcast.